Well, the USDA is back, and so are their weekly crop update reports. According to Brad Rippey, the harvest pace for beans really is picked up.
We saw more than half of the U.S. soybean crop harvested 63% by October 20th, 57% good to excellent, 14% very poor to poor.
And over on the corn front, well, you said not quite at the same pace as beans, but we are moving forward.
As for the corn crop, the harvest progress there has been not quite as dramatic as the soybean harvest progress, but still we've seen more than a quarter of the crop harvested in the last 3 weeks. As of October 20th, we are seeing 60% of the U.S. corn crop rated good to excellent.
14% is poor to very poor. Well, we are making some steady but slow progress on trying to get a new comprehensive long-term farm bill. Conferees are expected to get together at the end of this month, and Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack does admit it's going to take some creative thinking, commitment, and compromise to get the job done. But he added, we really do need to get a farm bill done this year.
I think we understand the importance of getting a farm bill, whether it's disaster assistance that could provide financial assistance to producers today who've gone through a very tough early winter storm, or those poor producers that went through a tough time with drought last year and even parts of this year. We need a safety net. We need the conservation programs. Those programs need to be reauthorized. You know, I'm a little frustrated by the fact that we can't have a trade promotion program ongoing right now because we don't have a resumption of the Farm Bill programs. So there are so many reasons why we've got to get this done and get it done quickly.
Well, with the passing of longtime Florida Representative Bill Young, the timeline for the House consideration of the Water Resource Reform and Development Act is now in doubt. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said over the weekend that the House would consider the bill on Wednesday and Thursday, but the House has now canceled its Thursday session, and it doesn't look like it's going to be able to handle WERDA by Wednesday. Still, all expectations are that the measure will get full House consideration yet this month, and according to American Farm Bureau Transportation Specialist Andrew Walmsley, he sees a lot of reasons why the House will pass the legislation.
41 different states are served by inland waterways, so it has a huge impact on our lives. For agriculture, 60% of our grain goes through the inland waterways. Nearly 95% of our exports and imports go out of a port. So ensuring that these critical infrastructure are up to date, properly funded, properly dredged to be utilized to their full potential has a huge impact on the economy and on jobs.
Well, taking a look at our commodity prices, first of all, on the dairy scene, another mixed day with block cheese at 185 and three quarters of a cent per pound. Barrels faltering to $1.76 and AA butter, now down to $1.46 and one half cent per pound. Class 3 prices lower as well, October off 2, 18.23, November down 6, 18.26, December off 18 cents, dropping to $17.54 in January, back below $17 at $16.92. Board of Trade, higher prices. December corn, $4.44 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. March corn tops at $4.57. Beans for November up 12 to $13.01 and one half cent per bushel. March tops at $12.81. And December wheat drops back to $6.98 and three quarters of a cent per bushel. For your livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 69 to 90. Most of the slaughter cows, 53 to 68. Replacement bull calves, 85 to 190. Heifer calves, 60 to 135 with the barrels and gilts at 74 and down. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 35 to 50. And the market lambs, 142 and down. And that's your lowdown on the egg front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.